Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the arrival of the Mayor of the City of Melton, Councillor Bob Turner, and the Chief Executive, Mr. Carol Vittori.
Good evening. Opening prayer and reconciliation statement. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Melton City Council acknowledges that the land we now occupy has a history that began with its indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
Councillor Michelle Mendes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Changes to the order of business.
Mr. Mayor, I rise to move a procedural motion that we...
Join
items number 13 and 14 together, and that councillors be allowed to speak for up to 3 minutes, and the Mayor up to 5.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Millett. Does any councillor oppose the recommendation or the move? All those in favour? I declare it carried. Item number 4, deputations.
There are no deputations, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest of conflict of interest of any councillor? No. Adoption of confirmation of minutes of previous meeting?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 5th of March 2018 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Moved by Councillor Medlick.
Mr. Mayor, I'd rise to second that, but could I just... I know we endorsed a notice of motion by Councillor Abushi about the additional police, the Melton we're going to get. It seems on a preliminary advice that it is approximately 4, with a 7 more going to the Family Violence Unit. Although we're terribly grateful for those added numbers, it seems still a bit shy of the 860-odd that were being trained. So that's just my opinion. I'd like it noted. Ramsey. Thank you.
And you've seconded the adoption?
Yes.
Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? I declare it carried. Record of Assembly of Councillors.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Record of Assembly of Councillors dated the 3rd of March, the 5th of March, 13th of March and the 19th of March 2018 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Mr. Mayor, could I just make a small alteration on page 8? There is a time here that Councillor Kesich has left the room. It's actually supposed to be 11:40 and I think that needs to be noted.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Were you seconding that?
Yeah, I'm happy to second that.
Moved by Councillor Bush, seconded by Councillor Maidlet, does any councillor oppose? I declare it carried. Item number 8, correspondence inwards. No. Correct. Petitions and joint letters. No.
Correct.
Resumption of debate of business carried over from previous meeting.
No.
No. Mr. Mayor. Public question time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have 4 questions from the public for consideration at this evening's meeting. First question is from Mr. David O'Connor. Mr. O'Connor is in the gallery. Question reads, I make reference to agenda item number 12.9, approval for amendment C181 to the Melton Planning Scheme, Diggers Rest Development Contribution Plan. With rapid development in Diggers Rest well underway, Vineyard Road is already experiencing serious traffic-related issues for the township. It's understood that despite an approximate $6.2 million overall saving for the developer, the alternative solution will provide the same outcome, which is a safe and efficient road network around the freeway on-ramp. Given the substantial savings for the developer, can Council provide a guarantee that proposed reworks will deliver long-term benefit and that the amendments will not require remedial upgrades to compensate for the developer reimbursements? Mr. Luke Shannon, our General Manager of Planning and Development, will respond.
Thank you, David, for your question. As you point out, this is an item that will be considered by Council tonight at item 12.9 in the officer's report. The extent of the proposed alterations to the on-ramp are detailed in the officer's report, but it involves reducing the length of construction of a new road and consequently the amount of land required to be acquired to enable that to occur. The on-ramp, the western bound on-ramp, will be a safe access point onto the freeway. Vineyard Road, as you correctly point out, will continue to get busier as Diggers Rest develops, as it is already developing quite quickly. However, it certainly will be a safe on-ramp situation, and Vic Rose will maintain that as one of their assets into the future. Thank you.
Second question this evening, Mr. Mayor, is also from Mr. O'Connor, and it reads, as part of the Australian property boom, home prices within the Melton municipality have significantly increased. It is understood that every 2 years, Council have a statutory requirement to conduct a review of property values based on market movements and recent sales trends. When is Council expected to undertake the next review, and what impact is the review likely to have on rates given current property values? And Mr. Peter Breen, General Manager of Corporate, will respond.
Thanks for the question, David. Look, Council is currently undertaking the 2018 revaluation, with values being effective from the 1st of July 2018. What we are finding the trend and our preliminary advice at the moment is that the overall Council valuation, so that's the value of the total amount of all property together, has increased by 28%. Changes to the current legislation now require properties that were to be valued every year from 2019, and that is to be undertaken by the valuer general and not sort of under contract from council, as has previously been the case. To overlay that again, council is fully compliant with the state government's Fair Go rates system, with the average rate capped at a 2.25% increase. Some ratepayers will pay less than 2.25% as an increase, and others will pay more depending on the valuation increase. But overall rates collected by council won't exceed the rate cap. So what that in effect means, when you weigh that up against the valuation amount, is that council can only increase its rate take on what they've collected under the current year's rates, and they can apply a 2.25% increase. The changes in the valuation amount means that we don't collect any more money from each property, because it just gets divided differently amongst the total cash pool that we are allowed to collect. What it will mean is those that have gone up in value greater than others will pay more rates than what they have this year, and with an increase of 2.25%. But likewise, there will be some properties that will pay less rates, even after applying a 2.25% increase. They may well find they're paying less rates than they are this year due to the shift in the valuation. Thank you.
Next question, Mr. Mayor, is from Ralph Schumann. Mr. Schumann is in the gallery. There's two components to the question. First one is, are councils aware that councils' unsecure public internet server has failed to account for and deliver numerous objections to planning applications submitted via the council's online form, in particular PA2017/5728? And the second component of the question is, if councillors were aware or have now been made aware that its server is unsecure and that a number of online submissions to planning applications were not delivered via the council's website online form, what steps will councillors undertake to A, rectify the situation, and B, minimise the financial impact on ratepayers following from this negligence, which is likely to result in legal redress for planning applications past and present? So Mr. Luke Shannon, General Manager Planning and Development, will respond.
Thank you, Ralph, for your question. I am aware that you've raised this issue with Council in the recent past, and we have subsequently received your objection. I note that the application to which you refer, Council has already received a significant number of objections, 155 in fact, the majority of which have been received online. We have in fact tested the system since you raised this issue with us recently, and we can find no issues to indicate that it's not working. We'll need to continue to monitor that to ensure that it does work effectively. I should also point out that notwithstanding the fact that Council has received a significant number of objections already, objections are only one factor that Council will ultimately need to take into account when considering this application, and that will be brought before Council at an upcoming Council meeting. Thank you.
Presentation of staff reports. Item 12.1. Authorised.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the following items in block and accept officers' recommendation as per the reports for items 12.1, 12.4, and 12.18.
Moved by Councillor Medley.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Second by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. 12.2. Municipal Audit Committee Minutes. Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As councillors are aware, council committees meet and the minutes containing recommendations from those committees are presented at a subsequent council meeting for endorsement. The Municipal Audit Committee met on Wednesday the 28th of February, and attached to the report are the minutes of that meeting containing the recommendations from the committee to council. And the recommendation, councillors, is for council to note the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting and secondly to adopt the recommendations arising within those minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Does any councillor require clarification? Do I have a mover for the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I so move. And in moving, Mr. Mayor, I also bring attention to item 5 for councillors, that being the need to have child protection certificates. And I know all councillors have been supported, so that item has been agreed to. But the formal process is to adopt the minutes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, can I, point of order?
Thanks,
is it working with children check that we're, or is it, I mean, so through you, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Hardy, could we just have the correct wording again?
Yes, I do apologise, and you're right. Right, working with children checks, I do apologise and withdraw the previous remark.
Moved by Councillor Hardy.
I'd be honoured to second.
Second by Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, could I just ask for clarification? So are we adding an extra dot point or a number 3 saying that in the recommendation that we are recommending that councillors obtain a working with children's check?
I believe that to be the case.
Is that correct?
Correct, Councillor Hardy?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Point 3, response notice motion 541, possible extension to pavilion at Town Centre Recreation Reserve. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this was a report tabled this evening as a result of a notice of motion back on the 5th of March 2018, and that notice of motion was raised by Councillor Maudsley. It read that council officers prepare a report outlining the requirements, scope and cost to extend the add-on pavilion at Caroline Springs Leisure Centre, and that consideration be given for an additional allocated budget amount for the design work in the 2018-19 budget deliberations. So just a bit of background for you, councillors. Obviously, the Caroline Springs Football Club and Cricket Club are the main tenants of Caroline Springs Pavilion, what it's known to be, and have been for quite some time. On page 46, it gives you an outline, really, of the size of the clubs and the amount of participants that are active in that club. And it has in excess of 500 playing members that are within that club. The current social space on the existing facility, if you like, it can accommodate around about 100 people in what's called the social room of that facility, and has an occupancy permit for around about 95 people. The Caroline Springs Town Centre Rec Reserve, where this facility is located, is an amenity that provides, as I said earlier, cricket and football and a bit of social activity on the recreational reserve. And also, what's known as the add-on or a bolt-on to some people, was an addition to the facility for the football cricket club rooms some years ago. And obviously the club has expanded considerably in that time. To extend the current footprint of the existing facility by a further estimated 170 square metres, and there is a overhead, or if you like, a plan cited in Appendix 1 on page 48 that gives you an indication only, and that's what it is. It's just an indication and a guide only. Would increase the patrons, if you like, for the social space only by an additional 150 people. So it would take the occupancy up to around about 250 people if you achieved that building extension. Officers estimate the design cost for that extension, and we're estimating around $1 million, depending what officers would strike if it was ever funded in the ground, because it's unknown. $90,000 for design work for that social rooms. I must point out, as well as, although not noted in the appendix, which is Appendix 1, there would be some further design work to relocate, most likely the canteen that is in the social room, to accommodate that, I would think, but that would come out in the deliberations and the discussions with the clubs and the community, which we would need to do if this is endorsed in any shape and any way as far as design allocations. The indication allocated on the plan, as I said, is a guide only. It could be 170 square metres in a different way, a different shape. It's just an indication for councillors to look at. So there is room, I suppose, for officers' point of view to extend the facility, and that would to be extend the facility to the west. And obviously having a viewing platform, if you like, or viewing rooms, social rooms, that would look to the first oval. So really the recommendation, councillors, for you this evening is that council note the requirements and the cost estimates to extend the pavilion at Town Centre, and it's based on obtaining a total of 250 square metres as a social room. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any council require any further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, bear with me. I've got a couple of questions in regards to the comment on page 47. It's the comments in the italic, or the sort of the talking marks,
yep,
that the AFL preferred facility guidelines, they have received a lower rating identifying the facility as potentially requiring improvement. Yep. Is this because of based of the size of the actual current
In the AFL's view, and it's the AFL's view only, not council's, is that 100 square metres is seen as the minimum, I suppose, for a social room, so that's the comment that they're making along. So the amenity rated very high, it was the size of the room that rated a bit lower.
Okay. Just a further question, Mr. Mayor. In regards to the recommendation, it says based on obtaining a 250-metre square social room, is that... Would that be then the whole thing would be 250 square metres?
Of social room.
Of social room. So it'll go. So it'll be an extra 170.
That's the estimate, correct.
So just one last question, Mr. Mayor. When it says options, number 7 on page 47, option 7.1, council may choose to reduce or increase the square metreage of the social space extension. So could we potentially look at going more than 170 square metres on that site?
That's correct, Councillor Mosley. The indication we'll give you is just a guide to work on the design.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Is any other council requiring further clarification?
Just a quick one, thank you, Mr. Mayor. How many clubs or sporting groups within the City of Melton collectively have got social meeting spaces of that size, if not bigger?
They're all probably around about that. Some are larger, some of the newer ones are larger, but a lot of the newer facilities are multi-purpose community sports pavilions, if you like.
Okay.
And some have a lot smaller, so there's no dedicated model.
Okay. How much larger would the newest ones be?
An estimate maybe 30, 40 square metres. It depends, but some of them open up with other arrangements and make them a lot larger again. I'd have to get you that more detailed information, Councillor Ramsey.
May I just have one more question? On page 46, on item 2, background issues, it talks about that Caroline Springs Football Club are the largest AFL club residing in Melton City Council. Is there any club that comes near it that has a small or the same size recreation space as this one?
Not for the amount of members.
So it's a larger space?
It's one of the larger clubs, yeah.
Okay.
If not the largest AFL, yeah.
No further clarification, councillors?
Actually, if we're going to use...
Councillor Ramsey.
Councillor, question time. When a AFL club continues to accept members and gets beyond its capacity almost, or beyond its size, is that the onus on the club or is that the onus on council?
Oh, it's council has different views on that one. I suppose from where this club's coming from, only because we've had dialogue with them as from last week, is the club feels that they've met their capacity as far as juniors and seniors. They want to extend their capacity, particularly in the female participation. But it's a call council makes. Everyone has a different view.
Seeking further clarification, we're not talking about women getting on the grounds and playing footy. We're talking about a social space.
We are.
And when clubs have gatherings that are over the 100, they usually hire local facilities such as Westwaters or Tabcorp Park or the like, because as councillors we get invited to all these. So we're not increasing the capacity of the sporting ovals, we're just doing the social space, yes?
This is about the capacity of the social space.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I have one further clarification. On page 46, right at the bottom, it actually says the officers estimate that the site would experience up to 5,000 visits per week during the AFL season. Just to clarify, they can only fit 100 in the social space. Is that correct?
100 standing.
Standing. Yep. But they can get up to 5,000 visitors.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I assume there's no further questions, Councillor, or further clarification?
No.
Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move the motion, Mr. Mayor, but make some small adjustments. So I'd like to move that Council, number one, note the requirements and cost estimate to extend the pavilion at Town Centre Recreation Reserve 2. Take the option to increase the square meterage of the social space to be included in the extension scope of works. And 3. That consideration, can I just stress consideration, be given for an allocated budget amount for the design works in the 2018-19 budget deliberations. And 4. That officers a club for assisting in the financial contributions.
Moved by Councillor Medlock. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like a seconder, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Could I ask for a call for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division called by Councillor Medlock. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesic, Councillor Medlock, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner, I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I just clarify? That was consideration in the 2018.
Consideration.
Thank you.
I think I made myself perfectly clear on that one, Councillor.
Thank you, Councillors. Item 12.5, contract. Sorry? Contract 18/028, Milton Council, Milton City Council Community Campaign for Public Hospital, award of tender. Mr. Hogan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to seek Council's approval for the award of contract number 18/028 for the design and delivery of a Milton City Council Community Campaign for a Public Hospital. By way of background, on the 18th of December 2017, Council directed that the organisation tender for an advocacy campaigns agency to develop and deliver a holistic campaign for the establishment of a major public hospital within the City of Milton. As such, the tender was advertised within the Age newspaper, published on Saturday the 17th of February. Submissions were opened to the public via our tender search online website on Monday the 19th of February, and applications were closed upon Monday the 5th of March 2018. Pleasingly, Council received 8 high-quality tender submissions from recognised firms. They are CPR Communications and Public Relations, Hawker Britain, Icon Agency, Newgate Communications, Pace Advertising, Premier Strategy, the Agenda Group and the Civic Group. The Tender Evaluation Panel met on Wednesday the 7th of March to assess all the applications received. Panel membership was selected based on the necessary skills to competently evaluate the tender applications. The panel comprised Mr. Peter Bean, the General Manager of Corporate Services at Milton City Council, myself, the Engagement and Advocacy Manager at Milton City Council, Gubina Ansar, the Executive Officer of Advocacy for Milton City Council, Alyssa Haley, the Coordinator of Communication at Milton City Council, and Craig Rowley, Chief Executive Officer of Lead West, which is an advocacy body for the west of Melbourne, membership comprising ourselves and 5 of our neighbouring councils. All applications were assessed against the following criteria, which is listed within your report, but they include capability, capacity and experience, methodology, quality management, price, local content, and under each of those headings there were subsets which are presented again within your reports, each with a significant attribute or service required by the successful tenderer. As for the outcome, at the conclusion of all the tender evaluations, the panel shortlisted a preferred candidate, the Civic Group. It was deemed necessary by the panel, however, to conduct a follow-up interview with that preferred candidate, the Civic Group, which was called on Friday the 9th of March 2018, and that further examined the perceived relative strengths and weaknesses of their application to confirm their suitability for recommendation to Council. Relative to other applicants, the Civic Group scored very strongly and significantly higher overall. Tender documents clearly articulated strengths across all those subsets which I referenced earlier, and we were particularly impressed with the market research and polling expertise, which they leveraged through an established methodology to inform key campaign messages and positioning to ensure community attention and activation. The Civic Group also demonstrated excellent bipartisan and minor party governmental relations, considered critical by the panel in influencing key decision makers at the political level. Civic Group also committed to working within the governance framework committed by Council, which of course also includes the necessity for the engagement of a Council itself, and demonstrated flexibility and engagement of local and council preferred suppliers. Finally, Civic Group were able to demonstrate a track record of success with a number of successful initiatives and campaigns that achieved or substantially achieved the desired outcomes of previous clients. Council has been circulated a number of confidential appendices, which includes the full tender evaluation summary separately circulated, the submission proposal by the Civic Group in its entirety, and then the third confidential appendix is the panel evaluation score. Provision of this additional detail has been intended to provide Council with transparent information as to the determination of the panel. In terms of the contract, should Council accept the recommendation of the panel, commencement of the contract is intended to and expected to kick off on the 2nd of April 2018, and we've allowed for a period of 3 years with the option of two single-year extensions. In conclusion, it's worth noting that it's been a long-held position of successive councils that a major public hospital be established within the City of Melton to service chronic and acute health needs of our community, which is one of Australia's fastest-growing areas. The award of this contract is a significant step towards improving the health of our community. As such, I commend the recommendation to you, and that is that Council, 1, award contract number 18/028 for Melton City Council Community Campaign for a Public Hospital to the Civic Group, and 2, advise all tenderers accordingly.
Thanks, Mr. Hogan. Does any Council require further clarification? Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. Well done to the selection panel. I think it's an extensive report, and you know the outcome will be obviously beneficial to the community. The issue I've got here is that when you're doing business cases, and particularly with hospitals, there's a final business case that not only the health department but the government requires, and to confirm that the business case is robust, that is, in principle, it meets business needs, affordable, achievable, or appropriate options explored, and likely to achieve value for the money. There's numerous other pieces. Well, I can't find the business case dot point in the documentation here. And I'm just wondering, is Council going to do the business case, or are we putting it out to those that are selected tonight?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Do you mean the business case for the establishment of a public hospital, just to clarify?
The business case in itself, as I said, it's got to be achievable, it's got deliverables, it's got milestones, it's got all the whole thing. This is the thing the government and the health department need before they'll take it to the edge, right. So the next step. It's called a final business case, if please say.
Right.
I'm sure it's more than happy to provide documentation to them.
Sure. Thank you, Councillor. So I note in the recent Department of Health strategy for Victoria that $50 million has been set aside for the development of a business case for the expansion of the Sunshine Hospital. Even with the best of intent, I'm not sure Council has those those resources to hand. So it would be our intent that Council would inform the agency to put community pressure on the state government to consider the development of the business case. That's absolutely correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does any other Council require further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've got a quick question and seeking some clarification. Obviously, this is a very significant outcome or potential outcome for our municipality, and you know that local content is very important to me, and very important to our community. Now forms part of council policy of the City of Melton. Can you give us an example, if that is available, in this forum, with regards to what type of local content the Civic Group discussed as a way of meeting this requirement?
Certainly, as you'd be aware, local content is a compulsory inclusion at the direction of Council within all tender documents, and the recommended tenderer, the Civic Group, has indicated to us that they'd be pleased to consider local suppliers in the, perhaps as an example, the printing of collateral. So they'd be happy to work, at least in the earliest indications, if they'd be happy to work with Council's preferred suppliers or local suppliers, should they be able to meet the specifications of the job required.
Okay, so if we needed throughout this campaign a whole heap of printing, you're saying that if they met a particular standard that they're looking for, and that what something that we want to achieve, that they will give that job to a local City of Melton printer.
That's the indication.
And so forth along the line with regards to whatever else is a requirement. They'll use local business when it's required at a particular standard.
That's the indication that we've been given.
Thank you.
Does any other councillor require further clarification? Do you have a mover for the motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. But in moving, as I said, this is such a benefit to the community, I'm quite sure that it's be fully supported. The council adopt the Melton Advocacy Priorities booklet as a primary basis for council's advocacy position on a range of community issues. Tender for the Advocacy Campaigns Agency to develop and deliver a holistic campaign for the establishment of a major public hospital within the City of Melton and delegate authority to the Chief Executive Officer to execute all necessary actions to award the tendered contract for the supply of advocacy campaign services up to a maximum.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, if I could just seek clarification from Councillor Hardy. I think you've read out the three dot points in the executive summary, Councillor Hardy. It doesn't necessarily have the context around council needing to give us direction going forward.
Yep.
Just perhaps refer back to the...
Thank you. Award contract number 18-028 for Melton City Council Community Campaign for a Public Hospital to the Civic Group to advise all tenders accordingly.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by...
Councillor Ramsey.
Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the recommendation? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I call for a division, please?
Division called by Councillor Mulick. All those in favour of the recommendation? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Mulick, Councillor Abushi, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Item number 12.6. Preparation of Municipal Budget. Mr. Nomura.
Thank you, Mayor. Section 127 of the Local Government Act 1989 requires Council to prepare a budget each financial year. The proposed budget in Appendix 1 being prepared in accordance with Section 127 of the Act for public display and to receive public comments. Public submissions on the proposed budget commence on the 27th of March and close on the 27th of April. They are to be heard by Council Section 223 Submission Committee on the 29th of May. The budget documents will be available on Council's website, melton.vic.gov.au, and the following sites: Melton Civic Centre, Caroline Springs Library, Melton Library and Learning Hub. Any person who wishes to be heard in support of their written submission must request this in their submission. Submission should be addressed to the Chief Executive and emailed to submissions@melton.vic.gov.au or posted to PO Box 21, Melton. Submissions can also be made online at melton.vic.gov.au/budget1819. Council's commenced its budget process for 2018-19 in October and undertook two community engagement sessions on the 9th and 10th of November. Proposals received from the community were considered in developing the proposed budget. The proposed budget, despite rate capping restrictions, will deliver a capital works program of over $65 million excluding carry forward expenditure. This is an increase of approximately 60% or $24.4 million from the 2017-18 program. $17.5 million of capital works expenditure will be spent on roads, $24.7 million on recreational facilities, $22 million on community buildings, $4.7 million on bridges and $1.2 million on footpaths and cycleways. It is proposed that $2.83 million in debt will be repaid in the 2018-19 year as it falls due. Council has kept costs contained in delivering this budget. It is recommended Chief Executive Officer be authorised to give public notice of the preparation of such proposed budget in accordance with Section 129 of the Act.
make available public for public inspection a copy of the proposed budget as set out in the public notice. Section 223 Submissions Committee at Council hear from any person who wishes to be heard in support of his or her submission pursuant to the public notice and Section 223 of the Act and report to Council accordingly. The Chief Executive Officer will be authorised to undertake the necessary administrative procedures to enable the committee to meet, consider such submissions and prepare a report to Council. Council consider the report from the Section 223 Committee and adoption of the Municipal Budget 2018-19 at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 25th of June. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Romero. Does any Council require further clarification? Do you have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would be more than happy to move the preparation of the draft budget and thank all the community and the residents who have put in their time and effort to help us in deliberating with this budget, the officers' time as well as councillors. And can I just make a special mention how elated I am and delighted that the purchased land for Aquatics and Leisure Centre, the $3 million, is in this draft budget. So I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch, Mr. Mayor, but I'll be happy and delighted to move this recommendation.
Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. Moved by Councillor Maylett, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Staff report 12.7. Response to notice of motion 539, to find an alternative site for the Eastern Cord Aquatic Centre between Neil Road and Taylor's Road. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This, as you have just stated, it is in relation to a notice of motion, and that was tabled at the 15th of March 2018. It was carried for the need to review the existing location of the Aquatic Centre in the Eastern Corridor, and this was raised by Councillor Kessick. And it read that Council officers provide a report identifying suitable land or private land for the Caroline Springs Leisure Centre with space for a minimum of an...
Mr. Mayor, sorry to interrupt. Mr. Heaney, can I move that the motion be put, please?
There is no motion to put.
Sorry. You move it? It hasn't been put. Do you wish to move the motion as put?
Yes, please.
Okay,
we spoke about this one and the next one. And
moved by Councillor Bush. You'd have a second.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kessich. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Item number 12.8, response to notice of motion 540, Councillor Maidlick, regarding the potential to relocate the future Eastern Corridor Aquatic Centre. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Considering that this report is, if not exactly the same, almost or similar to the previous, however, it's got a little bit more information, but can I just move that the motion be put and that officer's recommendation be accepted?
Member Councillor Medlick, seconded by...
I'd like to second it.
Seconded by Councillor Kessich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Could I call for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kessich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Labuschagne, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried.
Thank you.
12.9. Approval for Amendment C181, the Mountain Planning Scheme, Diggers Rest Development Contribution Land. Ms. Mellon, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to consider the adoption of Planning Scheme Amendment C181 to the Melton Planning Scheme to make changes to the Diggers Rest Precinct Structure Plan and Associated Development Contributions Plan. A request was made by the landowner within Diggers Rest Precinct Structure Plan area to make changes to the Precinct Structure Plan and Development Contributions Plan to reflect accepted changes to...
Anybody else that's going to talk in the microphone, please?
We can't hear anything.
Can you hear it now?
No. Is the microphone closer than that?
It's loud and
I can't,
clear.
Yeah, I can't go much closer. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. A request was made by the landowner in Diggers Rest Precinct Structure Plan area to make changes to the Precinct Structure Plan and Associated Contributions Plan to reflect a Vic Road's approved changes to the design of intersections that link Vineyard Road with the outbound lanes of the Calder Freeway. Council resolved at the ordinary meeting of Council of the 2nd of May 2016 to seek authorisation to commence the amendment and exhibit it on receipt of this authorisation, and those minutes are contained in Appendix 1. Following this meeting, Council officers worked with the Victorian Planning Authority and the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning to prepare the amendment and sought authorisation from the Minister for Planning. The amendment makes the following number of changes to the Melton Planning Scheme, which are detailed on page 321 of this report and in appendices 2, 3 and 4. In summary, it makes the following changes: to update the name of Melton Shire Council to Melton City Council throughout the documents, to make alterations to the road layout to reduce the extension of the new construction at the intersection with Vineyard Road and the Calder Highway Freeway, to reduce the size of the Calder Freeway and Vineyard Road interchange and resulting in a decreased area of land required, and as a result make changes to the levies payable through the Development Contributions Plan, as the revised project results in a saving of approximately $6.3 million based on $2005 in terms of the Development Contributions projects. Following authorisation, the amendment was placed on public exhibition from the 16th of January 2018 to the 1st of March 2018, and details of the consultation undertaken are outlined in Section 5 of the report. One submission was received which requested a change to the Plan and Scheme Amendment to provide additional clarity that any money collected from landowners within the PSP area for projects that are no longer required will be returned. This was already a requirement of the Development Contributions Plan and an issue that would be dealt with as part of the statutory planning process. Council officers have written to the submitter on this matter, advising them that any overprovision of payments will be reimbursed or credited following the gazettal of this amendment. Based on this advice, the submitter has withdrawn their submission. It is considered the amendment is consistent with the relevant state and local planning policies, and no other submissions were received objecting to the amendment. On this basis, it's recommended that Council 1 adopt Amendment C181 to the Melton Planning Scheme as contained in Appendices 2, 3 and 4 and submit the amendment, and 2, submit the amendment to the Minister for Planning. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Mellon. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move the recommendation, please, Mr. Mayor.
Do I have a second for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Miller. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 1210, Ms. Mellon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to inform Council of the results of the 2017 Environmental Enhancement Programme. The Environmental Enhancement Programme encourages eligible landowners to undertake agreed works on their properties that will lead to the improvement of the condition of the landscape within the municipality by reducing noxious weeds. In the 2017 programme, 88% of the 1,267 eligible properties met with the requirements of the programme, and 140 properties failed to comply. The non-compliance, the EEP, operates on an opt-out basis, meaning that eligible landowners must participate and complete the proposed work forms to retain the rebate. In February 2017, the Environmental Enhancement Guidelines and the proposed works form were sent to all the eligible landowners, and in keeping with the policy, each landowner was then required to submit the completed proposed work form by 31st of March 2017. The form outlines the work that the landowner commits to undertake to address land management issues, with an emphasis on addressing the presence of environmental and agricultural weeds. Landowners who did not return their form were sent two reminder
two reminder letters, and then were contacted by council officers. Extensive efforts were made to encourage the participation of all eligible landowners. Of the 140 withdrawals or failures, 92 failed to return the proposed work form and 48 failed to effectively complete the agreed works. It is important to note, again, that the landowners who do not submit their proposed work forms are electing not to participate and therefore opting out and automatically have their rebate withdrawn. Of the non-compliant properties, the failed properties, 37 have a history of having withdrawn rebates and 59 had not previously had the rebate withdrawn. 43 of those didn't submit a form for this year and 16 didn't effectively control their weeds. In accordance with the programme guidelines, each landowner that failed to comply with the Environmental Enhancement Programme will be sent a letter explaining that their rebate has withdrawn, and in accordance with the guidelines and policy, they can make an appeal in writing against the notice of non-compliance, and this will be considered by a panel. The value of the rebates for eligible properties equates to approximately $1.9 million in the annual budget, and the value of the rebates to be withdrawn as a result of the non-compliance is just over $235,000. Depending on how many successful appeals are made, that value of withdrawn rebates may further decrease. It is therefore recommended that Council note the effort undertaken by the 88% of eligible landowners who manage their land responsibly, the 140 properties who have not complied with the requirements of the programme will have the rebate withdrawn, that the General Manager of Planning and Development will make the final decision on any appeals made by landowners who are having the rebate withdrawn, and that council officers will continue to liaise with the Department of Economic Development, Jobs, Transport and Resources through Agricultural Victoria to facilitate the support of the Environmental Enhancement Programme. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Mellon. Does any council require any further clarification? The mover for the motion.
No, I'll get clarification, Mr. Mayor. Is that all right?
Please.
Thank you. I've got my grumpy pants on tonight.
It's unusual.
Do I dare call a point of order, Mr. Mayor?
No, I just said it's unusual.
Thank you. When I look at who the environmental rebates there to help our landowners cater or look out or take care of their weeds as best they can. I know it's probably underfunded, even though it costs the community $2 million because it costs the landowners a lot more. What frustrates me, and I'm not too sure, apart from not getting the rebate for not doing the work, there are 140 properties here that continue to undermine the good work that everybody else seems to be doing. And I'm just wondering whether we should be considering for the first time ever, and I know this area is being developed and it can't develop soon enough for me because some of these habitual landowners have been, all the good work that's done in the green only gets decimated by the seeds when they develop on the red and get blown up to 200 k's away. So I don't know whether we've ever considered actually fining the people, not just not allowing them to get their rebate, but actually fining them for not doing their weeds properly. Have we?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So part of the reason, as outlined at point four, that we report this to state government is that they have the ability to fine individuals who don't meet the requirements of the Land Act, so CalPact, which they are actually supposed to maintain their properties to avoid the stress, the spread of noxious weeds. Council don't really have any capacity because it's not a planning enforcement or an environmental enforcement issue to take action.
Thank you, Ms. Mellon.
More clarification,
yes, please. Under dot point four, it says that that's been the case and we can refer them there, but there are skeleton staff. And do we know whether they've been pursuing anybody over the last 10 or so years that this scheme's been in progress?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. They have pursued a couple of people in the past, but I would have to get back to you with the numbers that they have actually looked at over the last 10 years.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a mover? Any further clarification before we go any further? No. I'd like to move it,
Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey.
And congratulate the 88% of eligible landowners that are doing the right thing.
Here we are. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Madelick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 12.11. Planning application PA 2016/5287, use and development of plant nursery, garden supplies, caretaker dwelling and reduction of car parking. Mr. Baggio.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report relates to a planning application essentially for a retail plant nursery and garden supplies on a property which is located on the corner of Sheehan's Road and Keating Road in Truganina. And it's a property, Mr. Mayor, which backs onto the Western Freeway. It has an area of just under 2 hectares in area. The surrounding area within the Sheehan's Road precinct is essentially made up of rural residential type properties with a number of dwellings interspersed throughout the area. In terms of the planning application, as I mentioned before, it's essentially for a plant nursery and garden supplies. It proposes to retain and redevelop an existing dwelling which is located on the property and use that building as a caretaker's residence. And it also proposes to develop the site with a number of other buildings which I guess are typical of this type of use, including a shade house, igloo, sales building and the like. The nursery sales area is proposed to operate Monday to Sunday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The application was advertised and generated initially 7 objections. However, one of those objections has since been withdrawn. The grounds of objection generally relate to concerns about the commercial nature of the use changing the character of the area, which is essentially residential at the moment, concerns about increased traffic flow, that it would devalue the surrounding properties, that the area is essentially designated for residential purposes and increase in noise. From a planning officer perspective, it's noted that the land is located within the future Warrawee Precinct Structure Plan area. This PSP has yet to be commenced, and there is no intention at this stage, no indication at this stage as to when it might be commenced. Although it's difficult to speculate on what future uses will be in that particular PSP, it's important to note that the West Growth Corridor Plan identifies the area for future industrial uses. So, Mr. Mayor, although essentially at the moment it's being used for residential, rural residential type purposes, it's likely that with the future PSP, over time, the use of that area will change. So in the meantime, it's expected that the area will continue to be used for rural residential type activity. So it's considered in considering this application that the main issues for council to assess are whether the proposal has potential to detrimentally affect the amenity of surrounding residents to an unreasonable extent, and potentially the detrimental effect that future urban development and use of the land having regard to the future PSP. So in terms of potential detriment to surrounding residents, it's noted that a commercial use such as being proposed will certainly increase traffic along this section of Sheehan's Road, particularly on weekends. It's unlikely, however, that the use of this type will generate a large volume of traffic at any one time, and it's noted that this section of Sheehan's Road does not contain any existing dwellings which directly front onto the road. It's also noted that the proposed hours of operation, which are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m, are generally considered a spread of hours which are generally compatible with a residential environment, and that any potential off-site impacts, such as odour or use of pesticides, can be controlled by appropriate permit conditions. In terms of possible detriment to the future PSP, it's important to note that the PSP's preparation and approval is still a number of years away, and in any event, the use of proposed are generally considered to be compatible with what will be a future industrial area. As a safeguard, it's proposed that the permit be issued on a temporary basis for 10 years to enable its impact, I guess, to be assessed and monitored in the context of the future PSP. So, Mr. Mayor, as per the recommendation in the report, it's recommended that Council issue a notice of decision to support the application subject to appropriate conditions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any councillor require clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kessler.
Mr. Mayor, it was a mistake. Sorry, wanted to move, but I'll see.
I'm not moving. I just want a question.
Councillor Medley.
In regards to the increased traffic, however, I do believe in the report it does state that it's sealed to a rural standard. Is that right? So it's not like a dirt road?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, Sheehan's Road is sealed with a rural seal, so it's not a gravel road.
That's fine.
Constructed.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any other councillor require clarification? Do you have a mover for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, as a home councillor, I would like to move it. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Kessich. Do you have a second of the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to second that. Thank you.
Second by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I call for a division, please?
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kessich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor DeSantis. It's okay, I got it. Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Item number 12, plan application PA 2017/5892, development of three dwellings at 107 Catherine Drive, Harkness.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, if I could signal that I plan on moving an alternate at the end of the presentation.
Mr. Baggio.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this report, Mr. Mayor, is for a planning application which proposes the development of three dwellings on a property which is located along Caitlin Drive in Harkness. The land has an area of just over 1,000 square metres, and the lot is located in a largely established residential area which is known as the Macassar Rise Estate. So the application for three dwellings entails two double-storey dwellings and a single-storey dwelling. The dwellings are basically staggered down the site. The front two dwellings, dwellings one and two, are proposed to be double-storey in height, while the dwelling at the rear, dwelling three, is proposed to be single-storey. So the dwellings or the development has what's considered to be a contemporary type of design with a range of external wall materials including brick and render with concrete tile roofs. So the application was advertised in the normal manner and generated 12 objections. The grounds of objection relate to concerns about the proposal being out of character or not respecting the neighbourhood character of the area, that the scale and visual bulk of the dwellings, particularly the two-storey dwellings, again, wouldn't be consistent with the area, concerns about overshadowing and overlooking, increase in traffic and road safety concerns, that the proposal would set a precedent for similar developments in the area, and concerns about the proposal devaluing existing properties in the area. So, Mr. Mayor, from an officer perspective, essentially we consider that the proposal is an appropriate proposal for the site. The land is within the general residential zone, which does contemplate some moderate development occurring, and it's considered that this type of development is, although it's a medium density proposal, is a reasonable density in a general residential area. It provides, as I mentioned before, the area is largely developed and is essentially made up of single detached houses, so a medium density development is considered to provide a degree of housing diversity in the area. The proposal essentially complies with all of the relevant standards of RES code, and it's considered that really a proposal of this type, although there will be a marginal increase in traffic, it's considered that it won't cause unreasonable detriment to existing residents in the area. So it's therefore recommended, Mr. Mayor, that the application be supported as per the recommendation in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have motive for motion?
No, I foreshadow.
I know, Councillor Ramsay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just keeping you on the...
I'm just paying attention to you.
My alternative is that council issue a notice to refuse to grant a permit on the following grounds. One, the scale and intensity of the proposed development is excessive and fails to respect or complement the neighbourhood character of the area. Two, the proposal does not satisfactorily address the objectives and standards of RES code pursuant to Clause 55 of the Melton Planning Scheme with respect to neighbourhood character. The proposal is considered to be an overdevelopment of the site, in particular the combination of the double-storey building elements, minimal separation between the dwellings, mass and visual bulk of the dwellings, creates the impression that the proposed dwellings are being squeezed onto the subject land. And four, the proposed development is not well located in relation to infrastructure and services, especially the railway station, which is evident by the remoteness of the subject land from activity centres and community facilities.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Alternative motion moved by Councillor Ramsay. Do you have a seconder for the alternative?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to second this well-crafted motion.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, moved by Councillor Ramsay, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I call a division, please?
Division called.
I know you're testing all those you tonight.
Pardon?
I know we're testing you with the notes.
Oh, geez, you've got me so hard tonight. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried, the alternate motion carried. Item 12.13, contract for award 18/030, Allen Bay Reserve Development. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm pleased to present this report to Council, which proposes to award a contract for the construction of improvement works to the Allen Bay Road Reserve, or the Allenby Reserve. Council will recall in recent months that we successfully received $300,000 of state government funding through the Growing Suburbs Fund, which was matched by Council, which provided a $600,000 budget for improvements, much needed improvements to this park reserve. Council has engaged a landscape designer to undertake a design of the proposed works. And subsequently an expression of interest to the construction industry was issued in November of last year. Council received 9 submissions and shortlisted 5 capable tenderers, and as a consequence of that, 3 formal tender submissions were received. If I can refer councillors to the plan on page 481, that provides a high-level overview of the proposed extent of works. There has also been extensive consultation with the local community who have indicated support for the proposed works, and you can see they consist of landscaping, pathworks, fencing, play equipment and the like. Mr. Mayor, I'm pleased to recommend to Council that following the tender evaluation process, which is detailed in the appendices to this report, which includes obviously a confidential element of the financial components of the tender bids, that the contract be awarded to the contractor UDL Proprietary Limited within the defined budget, and the recommended tender price is $537,625. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, it's my pleasure to move the officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Mealy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 1214, contract number 17/036 for the construction of the Melton Town Centre streetscape development stages 4 and 5. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm also very pleased to present this report to Council for the award of construction works for stages 4 and 5 of the Melton Town Centre streetscape project, otherwise known as the Pride of Melton project. Council will recall that we received approximately $9.3 million of state and federal government funding towards this project, which has provided a significant improvement to the streetscape through the first 3 stages within the Melton Township in Palmerston Street and Mackenzie Street. Stages 4 and 5 involve significant reworks to Bakery Square and Wallace Square, which run parallel to High Street. The works will primarily consist of improving and widening the footpaths, landscaping, seating, and a vastly improved amenity over the current situation within those two locations to improve the experience for local shoppers, but also for the traders. Mr. Mayor, the report details the process that officers have gone through in terms of calling for expressions of interest for tenderers, the shortlisting, and then the final submissions of tenders. Attached, again, as a confidential appendix is a more detailed assessment of the financial breakdown of each of the tender submissions and an assessment of the overall tender bids. Mr. Mayor, I'm pleased to recommend that the project be awarded to 2 constructors. You might recall have completed a number of projects for Council, most recently Stage 3 of this project, for a sum of $4.99 million, as detailed on page 482. Mr. Mayor, I also should point out that this project obviously involves working with an active commercial environment in Bakery Square and Wallace Square, so there has over quite a number of years been extensive consultation with the community, but particularly the traders, in terms of improvements and the disruption, though, that will result over the forthcoming months. It's intended this project would run from April through to November of this year, so it will be quite a short period. However, there will be some disruption, so we will be working very closely with the traders to ensure that they have continued access for shoppers, pedestrian access and appropriate vehicle parking and access during this period of disruption. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any council require further clarification? Do I have a... Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is this the final stage of the development or redevelopment of the Melton Square?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the Pride of Melton project does have 5 stages, so yes, it is to that extent. It certainly is the conclusion of Council's financial commitment and the associated funding we received. Council will be aware, though, that the town centre has other streets, such as High Street, that certainly will need significant work in the future, and that's particularly more evident now that we've undertaken stages 1, 2 and 3. But this round is the completion of the current phase, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any other councillor require further clarification?
No, I want to move the thing.
I don't want to move it. I just want to thank council officers involved in this project, especially for such a comprehensive report. This is a good example of saying all the work in a very short, in a short way. It was very easy to read at midnight last night, so I just want to thank council officers for putting this report together and for doing a great job on this project.
Thank you, Councillor Rushi. Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move it, Mr. Mayor.
I've already asked for clarification. Councillor Desai, did you want further clarification?
No, I'd like to second that, thanks.
Okay,
Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, second by Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you.
Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I just concur with Councillor Bruce? He said it's a signally group, was fantastic, and it's a great proposal.
I'm glad you concur. Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Item 12.15, lease of council land electrical substation. Mr. Shannon.
Can I move that this item be put, please?
Yeah. Move that the recommendation be adopted. Councillor Midlake.
Yes, Midlake,
seconded by.
I'd like to second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.16, lease Mountain Country Club. Miss Daniel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider entering into a new
lease. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mayor. Can I move that this item, that Council accept the recommendations of this item, and also with an additional dot point, and I'm happy to read that out if you allow it.
You wish to make an alternative recommendation?
No, just add an additional dot point.
Accept the recommendation as is and adding.
Yep. So perhaps item number 5, or maybe call it 4A, if that's okay, that officers also explore the options and bring back a report on the possible sale of the property.
Moved by Councillor Bushy with alternate recommendation 4A. Does any councillor?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'm seeking clarification. That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What I'm looking is for a timeline to have that report back to council, included in the recommendation. The timeline should be around June to ensure that we can make a deliberation, and also the proponent is given adequate notice of a yes or no.
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
June would be fine. If it was put as number 5 rather than 4A, that would allow officers some flexibility to bring back the report separately. By that I mean you could possibly bring back a report on sale options earlier, if possible, than if you insist on them being combined. So, yeah, I would suggest
that's
it as 5 instead of 4A. But I would suggest in any event June would be possible.
So we're going to have a 4A and a 5, is that correct?
No, rather than a 4A, just a 5.
Yeah. Just a 5.
That's absolutely fine.
You're happy with that? You're happy with that?
Mr. Mayor, just wanted to the timeline put in there to give adequate time of notice to the proponent.
And timeline being?
June.
By the end of June. Okay. So I'm assuming moved by Councillor Bushy.
Yep.
Seconded by.
Yeah, I'm happy to second that.
Councillor Hardy, does any councillor oppose the motion?
Mr. Mayor, if it's adopted, I'd like to have a short word, if you may.
Long as it's short.
Thank you.
All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to speak on behalf of myself with regards to this matter. I think it's really important as a community. It's my conviction on this matter, as I've stated in the past, that I don't agree per se that we don't explore all options, including selling the property. I feel that the community deserve potentially not to have a council owning a gaming facility, but I'll wait for a report to make a final decision on this matter, but I think it's important that we're open and transparent with our community about our intentions with regards to this property.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved. We've already done all that.
Yeah.
We move on to 1217. Loan vehicle, Victoria Police, Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, as you would be aware, in 2008, Council entered into an agreement with Victoria Police to provide a vehicle for the exclusive use of the Victoria Police Youth Resource Officers. The vehicle provided is now some 10 years of age and has travelled well in excess of 100,000 kilometres and been assessed by the police as no longer meeting their requirements and being beyond the serviceable life. Under the loan agreement, Victoria Police have been responsible for all operating and maintenance costs of the vehicle, and it is now proposed that in recognition of the close working relationship that Council does have with Victoria Police, that Council renew this agreement and provide a replacement vehicle that does suit the current day requirements of police. It is proposed that the form of agreement that underpins the loan vehicle arrangement is of a similar form to that, that agreement that was reached in 2008, and that's been appended as an example. However, it will need to be updated certainly in a number of respects, including that it's now the City of Melton rather than Shire, etc. So the recommendation, councillors, is that council dispose of the existing loan vehicle. Secondly, purchase a Toyota Camry Ascent or equivalent vehicle and make it exclusively available to Victoria Police Proactive Policing Unit under a loan agreement in a similar form to the 16th of September 2008 agreement, and we fund the cost of that acquisition from Council's Plant Replacement Reserve. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. Mayor, I didn't want to interrupt our CEO, but can I have the recommendation put?
You're barely it now. Do you want to move that recommendation, Councillor Ramsey? Is that what you mean?
Well, I wasn't getting interrupted.
I would like to second.
Move it for the motion. Do you have a signal for the motion?
Councillor
Kesich. Move by Councillor Ramsey, second by Councillor Kesich. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Okay. Yep. Items 13 and 14. Report of delegates appointed to other bodies and council representation. I'm going to start with the Councillor Bushy, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just scroll to that section. I'm usually last, so just bear with me. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So on Friday the 16th of March, I attended the Southern Cross Grammar opening of the new VCE Centre, followed by the Rockbank Street Party at Incowie Reserve Car Park. On Saturday the 17th of March, Harmony Day, what a fantastic event, and it keeps growing, and it's very diverse and inclusive. Job well done, and it was also one of the highlights of that event was watching the CEO dance in front of the stage, which we captured on camera, and he's not going to live that one down. Anyway, it was great. Everyone was having fun, and I brought my little kids and my wife, and it was a great event. And it just shows how inclusive a community can be if we put a lot of effort into organising such events. So well done to all involved. Sunday the 18th of March, the Westside Strikers Gala Day at Brookside Reserve. Saturday the 24th of March, meeting with the Lake Caroline Community Group, followed by the Melton Plate at the Tabcorp Park, which is also a great event. Monday the 26th, that's today, isn't it? That's today. Fundraising morning tea in support of Purple Day. So today is Purple Day in recognition of epilepsy awareness all around the world. And I attended a morning tea organised by a local Melton resident at Woodgrove Shopping Centre this morning. And on that note, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that council officers provide a report outlining how council can work with existing community campaigns and local activists to raise community awareness about epilepsy, including promotion of available health services and community support groups, and how Council may assist in fundraising initiatives that support this cause. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy.
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
You caught me dreaming. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour?
Can I seek clarification?
You can seek clarification.
I know Councillor Mendes is very committed to Parkinson's disease as well, and I know there's been family violence and there's been other really worthwhile fundraisers. How do we go with those?
We'll be dealt with that another time, I'm sure.
I guess the report will tell us that.
So I'm just after options from Council on what we can do. It's not necessarily, ultimately about spending Council money. This is about educating the City of Melton residents about epilepsy. That's what we want to, that's what we're trying to achieve. And if we can work with local activists on that education piece through our community services team, I think that's a really important initiative.
It's not about the money, but it could be expensive to educate people.
Well, I've left it really open to for council officers, the experts who do this stuff, to come back to us with
options.
Can I just seek one slight bit more clarification?
Of course you can.
The movers and the seconders of the motion prepared to... I know Councillor Ibushi is very committed to epilepsy and to the education of, but when the report comes back, could it be slightly widened to cover some of the other ones that I've mentioned?
I'm happy to support further council initiatives, but I'd like to keep this one very specific to epilepsy, because epilepsy is like many other diseases, and it's not for anything personal, the condition. I just think I'd like it specifically segregated, because I know there are passionate Melton residents who are doing work exclusively on epilepsy, and I just want to have that focus, if that's okay. But happy to support other ones. Absolutely, they deserve it.
At this stage, moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any Councillor oppose the motion?
I'm just...
All those in favour of the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm just wondering whether I've got a conflict seeing Samantha passed away from...
I don't think you've got a conflict, no. I don't believe so, no.
I'm happy.
All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Councillor Medlick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll try and be as brief as I can. I attended, with all the other councillors, the Military Commemoration Investment Advisory Committee, where council considered an application from the Caroline Springs RSL for the upcoming Anzac Day event. I also attended a fair few International Women's Day events, the Zonta International Women's Event, Moonee Valley International Women's Event, and the Melton International Women's Day event here in the Civic Centre. And may I just say, it was all of them were fantastic, and it's great to see that the women's causes and the women's, the women's movement, if I could say that, is getting momentum every year. I also attended the Melton Community Variety Festival, the Tapcore Park Czech presentation. One of the highlights was the Southern Cross Grammar opening of new VCE Centre building. I don't know if anyone remembers, some of the councillors that have been here for a while, I think it used to be called ICE or something. It closed down due to circumstances beyond their control. And I remember this was probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and the principal, Andrew Ponsford, who is still the principal, banded together with a group of parents, and they actually started the school again with the assistance of the Inge family. They have funded it in a way that it's a not-for-profit, which is very rare for a school to do that. And down the track in 20 or 30 years, it's actually going to be self-sustainable. So they started off with 40 students, and now they have 636 students and a waiting list of over 100. So blew my mind away. Andrew Ponsford, the principal there, is an amazing man, very passionate about the cause. And Mr. Mayor, I know that you attended with me as well as Councillor Ibushi, so it was a fantastic event. I also attended the Community Road Safety Forum, and this time I took my niece and nephew, who are just about ready to get into a car and drive on the road. And I really highly recommend anyone that has nieces or nephews or children or cousins or in that age bracket of 15 to 18 or even a bit older, they need to attend at least one of these community road safety forums. And I actually think that should be mandatory in the school program, to be honest. The Melton Play at Tabcorp Park is always a treat. And luckily the weather held out, Mr. Mayor, so that was great. And I also attended the fundraiser for Epilepsy Awareness Day, and I want to thank Councillor Ibushi for his interest and encouragement for our council to support this particular event. And it is such a worthwhile cause. It's very near and dear to my heart as well. And yeah, it was a great event, and it was well organised, and I commend the organisers for such a great event, and I look forward to more to come. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kesich.
Mr. Mayor, I'll be really, really brief. On the 15th of the March, I attended with yourself and a few other councillors HIV Tabcorp check presentation. On the 17th of the March, Harmony Day at Willows Armstead. And on the 24th of the March, meeting with a group of residents of Caroline Springs about the state of the lake, Caroline. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So on the Tuesday, the 6th of March, I attended the Zonta International Women's Day annual celebration dinner at Tabcorp Park. Wednesday the 7th of March, I attended the Mountain City Council International Women's Day speakers. Friday the 9th of March, the Mountain City Council's International Women's Day event at Community Hall. Saturday the 10th of March was the Women's Cancer Foundation night at Tabcorp Park, which was fantastic. Thursday the 15th of March was the HRV Tabcorp Park grants check presentations, and congratulations to all the participants. Saturday 17th of March was Harmony Day at the Willows. Great to see all the multiculturalism within our city, which is a wonderful day. Tuesday the 20th of March was the Reconciliation Advisory Committee, and I'd just like to welcome the new Indigenous worker Annette to the Reconciliation Advisory Committee. She's doing a fantastic job. They were talking about NARDOC Week. It's looking to be a great day, looking forward to it. Also we've got Wednesday the 21st of March and Friday the 23rd of March, Councillor Carley and myself had a joint initiative to provide plants to all four-year-olds and kinders, and we've got the upside-down certificates here. And had a look after their plant, and we attended the Brookfield Kindergarten on Wednesday the 21st of March and the Parkwood Green Kindergarten on the 23rd of March. And I'd also like to thank the teachers and the staff and the children for making us feel very, very welcome, and to Murray Heaney and his beautiful workers there too. So thank you very much, and for all the wildlife that we've seen there that Councillor Carley really enjoyed in one of the rooms with a massive big snake. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did enjoy going to the kindergartens, but not seeing the, I think, what was it, I don't know what it was, but it was huge and I didn't want to enter the room, but I did enjoy going to the kindergartens. Mr. Mayor, on the 6th of March, I attended the Zonta International Women's Day celebration. It's always a good evening. The guest speaker, and it was great to hear from her, was Bev Brock, Peter Brock's ex-wife. She was a guest speaker on the evening. The 10th of March, Women's Cancer Foundation event raising money for ovarian cancer. That was a great night and very well attended. 15th of March, HRV Tabcorp grants check presentations. 17th of March, I know a few of my fellow councillors have already touched on it, but Harmony Day, and what a wonderful event that was.
20th of March, the Reconciliation Advisory Committee, and Councillor DeSantis touched on that. She also touched on the 21st and the 23rd, where we attended the Kinders, and I would also like to say thank you to Mr. Heaney and his team. I could see the smile on those kids' faces. They were so excited to get their plants and take them home and plant them. It was two great mornings. The 21st, I attended Hillside Sharks season's launch. It's always going to be a fun night when there's a room full of black, white and teal with the Hillside Sharks. So that was a great night to kick off their season's launch. The 24th of March, the City of Melton Plate, where I believe nearly all of us councillors had attended. Another wonderful event, and can I say thank you to Mr. Bean and his team, and please pass it on to Christine and your team, Mr. Bean. That was an absolutely excellent evening. And this morning, the 26th of March, I also attended the Purple Day for Epilepsy Awareness, and I want to say well done to Councillor Ibushi for his enrolment in that morning tea. It was great to see that residents come together and support a great cause, so well done.
Thank you. Councillor Ramsey.
I thought you'd forgotten him. To me?
How could I?
I don't know. I doubt that anyone could forget me. Zonta International Women's Day, Bev Brock. She was so inspirational and so heartwarming. The Melton City Council panel of speakers for International Women's Day. Acclaimed comic and author Nellie Thomas, and journalist and author of the new book Raw, Sam Lane. And not only creative, but entrepreneur Madeline Gamet. And also Catherine Budkin, Inspector Catherine Redkin, was a late inclusion in that. But they were all so inspirational, and it was so good to be had. And I don't want to steal your thunder, Mr. Mayor, but I want to commend all the departments that had anything to do with International Women's Day over that span of weeks, culminating with your event at the Community Hall, the Melton International Women's Day afternoon tea. That was sensational. I also attended the Melton Community Variety Fest at the Clock Tower on the weekend, conducted by the Home of Multicultural Exchange Incorporated. What a fantastic event that was too, and I'm sure that will continue to grow year in, year out. A Harmony Day at the Willows, it was emceed beautifully by our CEO, and again I commend everybody that took part. It created one issue for me though, because it just goes to show you it doesn't matter where we do it in the City of Melton, parking will always be an issue. The Community Road Safety Forum, everybody who knows me knows that road safety is fanatical about, and yes, Councillor Madlick, I think it should be mandatory, but it should be mandatory in the 120 hours, I believe. Yeah. Before they get their licence, they should be able to attend that, but we'll take that to a different forum. The City of Melton Plate, who had a winner? Did anyone have a winner?
Oh, man.
Because I didn't. Shadow Sachs, driven by Chris Alford and trained by Emma Stewart, was lucky enough to win the $50,000 kitty for the Melton Plate. It was a great night had by all. And coming up this week on Wednesday is the Power of Collaboration. It's a multicultural event and it will be held at the library, and I think that is well worth getting our community to embrace and enhold. And to everybody, councillors, staff, the community, especially those that are in our gallery, have a happy and safe Easter and remain safe on our roads.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Curry, one more item.
I did. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did forget one. The Young Minds Matter Youth Mental Health Forum. And can I just say, Mr. Mayor, thank you to my fellow councillors that supported me on this initiative. It's great. It's one thing when you put through an initiative, but then the officers that work really hard to make it come to fruition. So I just want to remind, please, the members of the gallery and my councillors that it will be held on the 19th of April, Young Minds Matter.
a youth mental health forum, and it will be held at the Catholic Regional College on Bullmans Road in Melton West on Thursday the 19th of April, between 5 and 8:30pm. So I hope to see you all there.
Thanks,
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before I go into my where and who I met and whatever, there's a couple of things I must do. On the 21st of March, I was at the Road Safety Forum and the Awards Day in Albert Park, where Melton excelled. And in so doing, right, there are two certificates in there and an award. One is for the finalists in the Local Government Initiative Award. The other one is finalists in the Community Programs Award, and a trophy for the Encouragement Award for the Road Safety Awards. These are national awards, Mr. Mayor, and those officers that have been so tireless in working in this area should be really applauded and given the encouragement that they so have needed over the past. And I say thank you to them, and also I present these certificates and award to you. Thank you for that indulgence, Mr. Mayor. Right, so most of the councillors have been over the dates and how we've gone through. So I'm just going to do a collective. The women's, the Women Against Violence, the Zonta Week and everything else was attended by most councillors and well supported within the community, and congratulations. Right, and that was from the 6th to the 9th of March. The other ones are the Jane Edmondson, the Gardening Night, where the Mayor and I and others attended. Well done. The Road Safety Awards. The Western Chances. If I may, just for a minute, Mr. Mayor, reflect on the Western Chances. I attended at Deakin Edge in Melbourne, where the certificates were given out, and also those that had the alumni first time presentation. Inside that alumni, and this, actually I got taken aback, there are doctors, there's legal, there's paraprofessionals, and a whole host of people that you really wouldn't identify with an aid program. And Mr. Mayor, it is worthwhile attending this function to actually get an insight into what the Western, the Western Edge and others are doing at this, or Western Chances, if I may say, what they are doing in the community. And they are doing such a tremendous job, and it is mind-boggling. Okay, the rest is, the Tabcorp Park, the Epilepsy Foundation today, amongst many others, and there were many councillors along the way, and we met, and It's great to see everybody engaging with the community. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hardy. Thank you, councillors. Most of the things I've been involved in through the month you've all shared with me, so thank you for passing on that information. I'll just pick up a couple of things. The Southern Cross VC building commemoration was a highlight for the month. There's many highlights. I'm not picking out anyone in particular. Of course, the Women's International Week, or the different celebrations of our week, were fantastic. The Community Road Safety Forum, special mention to Jan Webb and all the council staff that have been involved in driving that over the last few years. They do such a fantastic job, and it was a great night the other night when Kathy with her relatives appeared, and we had a really good night, some really good speakers. Generally, when we go on a regular basis, we see the same speakers all the time, but they are quite powerful for people that haven't seen them before, and I'd encourage anybody, especially with teenagers, to get along and have a look at it one of these times when it's on. It's on every 2 or 3 months. The Melton play, of course, at the weekend was a fantastic night. I think everybody had, after our prayers were answered and we didn't get rain in the afternoon. Jeez, it was a worry. What else we got? Harmony Day, of course, 17th of March. St. Patrick's Day was a fantastic day held at the Willows. And I think everybody had a great day there. And I think that's enough for me. I think we'll move on. Thank you. Item 15, Notices of Motion. 15.1, Notes of Motion 543, Councillor Medlick.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, if it pleases the Mayor, I have got a slightly amended version of my Notice of Motion. Do I need to ask for leave of Council, Cal, or can I just say the different one? Okay, it's slightly amended. It's that council officers provide a report for the preliminary slash concept design work for a smaller performing arts centre or cultural centre slash theatreette similar to that of the Wyndham Cultural Centre on Sinnott Street in Werribee, and for it to be located in Caroline Springs next to the Caroline Springs Library.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Okay, member Councillor Medlick, do you have a second for the motion?
Sorry, can I seek clarification first?
Certainly can.
Could I get Councillor Medlick to read it out exactly again?
Yep.
That's to provide a report.
Yes, that council officers provide a report for the preliminary slash concept design work for a smaller performing arts centre or cultural centre slash theatreette similar to that of, I didn't know what to call it because it's, I've got the picture in my head, similar to that of the Wyndham Cultural Centre on Sinnott Street, so not the big one on Derrimut Road, the Sinnott Street Werribee, and for it to be located in Caroline Springs next to the Caroline Springs Library.
Thanks, Councillor Medlick.
So you're not even considering it in the budget, you want it to be located, so you're asking for it to be approved here and now?
No. That council officers provide a report. I've not mentioned the budget, Mr. Mayor. That's the changes that I've made.
So to provide a report, yes, I agree with.
Yep.
But for it to be located next to the Caroline Springs Library when we haven't made a decision, yay or nay yet, for the possible location or something along those lines?
No, I don't believe that this is the performing arts centre that Councillor Ramsey has put up in previous. I think that's what she's alluding to.
No. I'm talking only about the words. I don't care whether a matchbox goes up or not. We're talking about that the officer provides a report, and once will it be then considered at that time? So then why do we need to talk about it being positioned next to the library?
All right, well, then I'll change it to slightly different, next to the Caroline Springs Library, which was the original intended location for this particular site.
You mean the purpose, not location?
Yeah, that was the purpose of...
Yeah, you said location.
Yeah, sorry, yep. Which was the original intended purpose for this particular site. Yep. Yes, you're right, Mr. Mayor.
Does any other council require further clarification? By Councillor Medlick.
Sorry, can I just see? So it's only at this point to provide a report. It's not being funded at this point. It's nothing more.
Did you hear the funding word funded?
No, but I heard for it to be positioned there. So I was like...
a report.
As long as it's only a report, I want to be clear about that. I don't mind supporting that.
Moved by Councillor Medlick. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that.
Second by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 15.2, Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like everybody to consider the council consider. Now let me read it again. Consider. Not make a decision on tonight, the following items in the current 2018-19 budget deliberations. Does anyone want me to reread that? One, the cost of options for sealing treatments. So they could be rural treatments, they could be accelerated treatments, they could be a full treatment. Of Ryan's Lane, from the intersection of Ryan's Lane and the Melton Highway for about 400 metres into Ryan's Lane. Two, a $5 increase to the pensioner rebate. Three, permanent closure of Sherwin Court, and I believe that's already been done, but it's in here, so permanent closure of Sherwin Court, Melton, so trucks don't use shortcuts onto the Melton Free Highway. Public artwork at the entrances along the Western Highway of the Melton Township and Caroline Springs, and three City of Melton signs similar to the one near Hanawatts Park, which clearly identifies community groups, one possibly in Caroline Springs, one possibly in Diggers Rest, and one possibly along the Melton Highway. Again, this is just to consider for the 2018-19 deliberations.
Does any council require further clarification?
So we're not funding anything at the moment, are we, Mr. Mayor?
No.
Exactly.
Just checking.
Just checking.
Just to consider. But thank you for highlighting that.
Okay.
It's good to see you.
No other further clarifications? Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second it, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Casey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I call a division just for it to be considered?
Not funded, but considered.
Division called for not to be funded.
No, I didn't say. Oh, sorry.
It's not considered. To be funded, is what you said.
So it's to be considered.
We can consider, but we're not to fund it, is what you would have said.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, those in favour of the motion? Councillor Harry, Councillor Casey, Councillor Maylett, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Ramsey, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Cowley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Item 15.3, Councillor Cowley, motion 545.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that council officers prepare a report and investigate what park infrastructure is needed to activate the space reserve located on the corner of Jacaranda Drive and Webbs Avenue, Taylor's Hill.
Thank you. Does any councillor require clarification? Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.4, notice of motion 546, Councillor Carley.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the motion that council officers investigate additional parking options around the Taylors Hill Primary School and that a report come to council.
Does any councillor require clarification?
Actually, Mr. Mayor, can I actually commend Councillor Carley and Councillor Bushy in the past for their notices of motion in regards to primary schools and parking around options. I'm just wondering whether we should be doing a full scale right across the city, both the township, the eastern corridor, and all the extremities such as Diggers Rest, Toolinvale, Exford, Rockbank, and the like, and just look at parking around schools.
Maybe we should, but that's not the notice of motion that's on the table.
I knew you were
going
to say that.
And I'm happy to second this notice of motion.
Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.5, notice of motion 547, Councillor DeSantis.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move this notice of motion, although it has a slight alternative motion, is that the case? Amendment. So that council officers provide a detailed report listing of council's property interests. This should include a description of the property, including the size of allotment, if land or building, etc., and its location, if owned, leased or otherwise, any income derived from each property, if leased, the name of the lessee and or company involved, details of agreements, including use of land or building and lease timeframes, the report to exclude engineering assets such as utility assets, traffic lights, telecommunication towers, roundabouts, footpaths, roads and sporting playing surfaces. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor require further clarification?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I've just got one.
It's with 1, 2, 3, 4. If leased, the name of the lessee. What happens if we've got women or that are fleeing their husbands in certain houses? Why do we want their names on in some of our properties if we've got that sort of?
Why would they be in our property?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I can answer as Council's privacy officer that if that information was to be provided, it would have to be provided in the confidential section, I would suggest. Otherwise, it could be redacted. But company information would not offend the legislation.
Does that mean that the whole report then would be confidential?
No, you could redact. You could have it in public and redact the name.
Okay.
Or you could split it up and have some heard in public, some in confidential. I would suggest that redacting the names. I can't imagine why the names would be that's relevant.
Fine. Does any other council require clarification? Moved by Councillor DeSantis. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any council oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. 15.6, notice motion 548, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that Council support the State Government's recent initiative of establishing a number of family violence hubs and that Council writes to the Family Violence Minister seeking consideration for such a family violence hub to be established within the City of Melton. Number two, that council officers provide a list of possible sites and explores spaces or options that may facilitate or influence the state government to provide services specifically related to family violence. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Does any council require further clarification? Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second it. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor DeSantis.
Mr. Mayor, I have got one just quick question. Would those possible sites come to us in report?
I'm assuming they will.
You know what you what happens when
we're... Council officers, yeah, you're right. Council officers provide a list, a report. You happy for that, Council DeSantis? As long as it's a report, yeah. It will come in the form of a report. I don't think it's just going to come as an email to everybody in the community, you know. So, okay. Right, report detailing list of possible sites. You happy with that? Moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Carey. Does any council oppose? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.7, notice motion 549, Councillor Ibushi.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council officers provide a report on the existing Caroline Springs Library Civic Centre usage, the option for extension to the western side of the building with the focus on increasing patronage. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor require further clarification? Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry.
Yes, we'll refer it to the budget. Yes, we're not making any decisions on funding.
No, don't preempt my questions either. If the officers provide a report, great, on the existing council's usage and the option to extend to the western side of the building, so we're expanding the library.
Yep. Potentially, yes. From the information I've received from council officers, there is provision for it. It's been built for that purpose.
I'm assuming this is to ask officers if there's a need for it.
Yeah? That's right.
You're not declaring there is a need, yes. You're asking the question.
That's right. Is there a need? What is the process? What does the stats say? Timeline, things like that.
Any further questions, councillors? Moved by Councillor Habushi, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
You're going to be writing a lot of reports.
It's going to be a long year. 15.8, notice of motion 550. Councillor Ibushi.
15.8, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council officers provide a report to council on options available to improve parking arrangements in the Esplanade Caroline Springs.
Does any councillor require further clarification? Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by...
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Millick for a change. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. 15.9, notice of motion 551, Councillor Ramsey.
Okay, that council officers explore the options and bring back a report to council of the potential of a multi-storey car park in the Melton Township and Caroline Springs, exploring further options to possibly, and this is where I go, I haven't got it written, private PPP, to explore possible PPP opportunities, private public partnerships. If they exist.
Is there any council referral for a clarification? Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by...
I'm happy to second it, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kesich. Does any council oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.1. Notice of motion 552. Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. That council officers prepare a report on the current level of irrigation in council's passive recreation reserves, including options to consider changing the current level of service. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Does any council require further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Would that include costs, obviously? Just checking.
I think it's...
I think... Yeah?
Well, it doesn't ask for change, and it just asks for a report on the level of service, I believe.
Including options to consider changing. With those change. Options, would there be the costs involved in changing?
Certainly right.
Just checking.
I think the manager of operations would have a heart attack if that wasn't included.
Good pick-up, Councillor.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by... Oh, sorry. Does any other councillor require further clarification? Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by...
Happy to second that, Mr. Councillor
Miller. Item 15.11. Sorry. All those in favour? Carried. Sorry, I'm trying to get to the end. Carried. 15.11. Notice of motion 553. Councillor Bushy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That council officers investigate additional parking options around the Rockbank Primary School precinct and report to council.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor require further clarification? No. Okay, moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded
Happy
by...
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. 15.12. Notice of motion 554, Councillor Medley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that Council considers funding Caroline Springs RSL up to the amount of $40,000 for the costs of the new memorial in the 2018-19 budget.
I would like to second, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Does any Councillor require any further clarification?
Mr. Mayor. What happens if it's over 40,000?
It says up to 40,000.
What happens if it's over 40,000?
Well, we'll have to reconsider at that time.
We will further consider it.
We'll come back to council.
Okay.
Thank you. Will be a discussion. Moved by Councillor Mayor, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. 15.13. Notice of motion 555, Councillor Bushy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council officers investigate additional parking options along Bungaree Track, Burnside Heights, specifically along the curve between numbers 13 and 19, and report to council.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor require further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. If it's on a curve...
Councillor Hardy.
Sorry, thank you, Mr. Mayor. If it's on a curve, that's where you wouldn't want additional parking. You'd want it in a, let's say, a straight line of sight for vehicles on both, you know, passing and whatever. On a curve, you don't get that line of sight.
There is currently, I think, one or two indented car parks, but the residents between 13 and 19 have reported near misses and accidents. On that curve, especially there's absolutely no, when I went out there, absolutely nowhere for the guests to park. So it's a bit of a problem, but I'm looking forward to council officers coming up with some kind of solution to it, yeah.
Thank you.
But I just said curve because it's specifically those houses that have nowhere for their residents, their guests to park.
I'm looking at that.
Yeah. And so they're parking on the reserves and getting fines. I think that's, you know, what's going on.
Does any other councillor require clarification? Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by...
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.14. Motion 556, Councillor Kesich.
Mr. Mayor. Motion that council officers explore the options and bring back a report to council on the potential sites in the Caroline Springs and Melton for women's sheds. Later on, I would like to talk on. Thank you.
I'd like clarification. Does it mean also costs, not just? Is that correct?
Mr. Mayor, this does not necessarily mean finding a place where we're going to erect a building. It is rather to find a space, a warm space, especially now when winter is coming for the Melton and Caroline Springs artists. 40 ladies and few men, we can't leave out on a call. And I think that this is the just a small step in the right direction.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does any other councillor have clarification?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Kesich just touched on it when you said for space, and I just had, if he'd like to accept a slight amendment, that council officers explore the options and bring back a report to council on the potential sites for a women's shed in the city of Melton, because I would hate for this report to come back and we're only looking at Caroline Springs or Melton, but there could be some possible sites in Diggers Rest or Rock Bank or wherever in our municipality. And I thought at least that way it's, the officers will include the whole municipality in the report wherever there is space, because right now I feel that it's just limited to Caroline Springs and Melton, and there may not be any space for a women's shed. But that's just my opinion, if you wanted to accept a slight amendment.
If I may, with all due respect, I'll leave you to come out with a notice of motion for other sites. I would like to stick to those two at the moment. Thank you.
Does anyone have clarification?
Yes. Can I seek clarification? Is there going to be some consultation about the requirements around a woman's shed? Is it just four walls, or is it a couple of sewing machines? Is it a couple of computers? Is it some art easels? What does a women's shed imply? And I'd be more than happy to second the notice of motion, but I am really wanting the women, not the men, because if I can't go and learn how to cook an omelette to the men's shed, they're not coming into the women's shed.
Well, that's the options, so that might be inclusive.
No, they got their own.
No, inclusive of costs, reasoning, what they're going to do their places.
Where does it say inclusive?
No, it says options.
Explore the options.
Options is open.
Yeah, but I want the consultation to be with the relevant groups that are interested in these women's shed.
I'm sure that's what officers
would be doing. So we need to sort of like get a good grip of it. Yep.
Mr. Mayor, if I may say that women show... Again, they are more inclusive than we are. So in this time and age, I think that they deserve to get a warm space. And I would like to say just a few words, if I may. It is a group of about 40 of them and is growing. And these women are mothers, our mothers, our sisters, accountants, librarians, teachers, medical professionals, artists, etc. They share their resources, their materials. They even open their own homes and lounges in winter times and cold times for all members to come. So I think that they deserve really to have a warm space. And as I said again, I'm not asking actually for building another structure. I'm asking just for the safe and warm place for them to gather and enjoy. And they're inclusive. They're accepting a man, they're accepting the children, and during the weekends and during the school holidays, even children with autism and people with disabilities coming, and they're all inclusive. They're not just...
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. So what then stays as is?
Yeah.
Does any other councillor like some clarification? No? Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Councillor Medlick.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I don't oppose the actual women's shed. I think that's a fantastic idea. In fact, I was one of the councillors that supported the and initiated the men's shed, and it ended up in Moreton Homestead Hillside, not in my actual ward, and I was quite happy for that because that was the best place that the officers recommended. I agree with Councillor Carley, and I'm glad that she actually brought it up because I didn't see it that way until she did, that I think we shouldn't limit ourselves in the locations. I think the officers should give us... I would hate for this group of women to miss out potentially on a space if there's not... I know how tight the spaces are in Caroline Springs. I would really hate for them to miss out in the Eastern Corridor and also in Melton, if we don't have particular spaces for them to just limit... I understand Councillor Kesich's passion about this, and I totally... I get it. However, I would support this notice of motion if it was open to the officers exploring all possibilities in regards to location and perhaps even in consultation with the group that Councillor Kesich is... He's obviously got somebody in mind, so maybe if the council officers can consult with them and see and try and pair up a location that's more suitable in the whole of the municipality. And if it be in Caroline Springs and Melton, fantastic, that's a tick. But just in case there isn't space in Caroline Springs and there's one, say, in Burnside, which is just next door, I'd hate for them to miss out.
Councillor Kesich.
Mr. Mayor, this is not a new group. This group existed here for quite some time, and nobody paid so much attention, actually, back then, before I brought this one, to accommodate that. So I'll be very stubborn, and I'm going to stay very on this one, for Caroline Springs and Melton.
Can I just try and create a...
Councillor Ramsey.
Could we use the words, Councillor Kesich, could you think this through, focused on Caroline Springs and Melton, but not limited to?
Yeah. Just in case. Just in case.
I'm happy with that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Winners and winners.
Okay. Moved by Councillor Kesich with adjusted wording. Seconded by...
I'm happy to second that and commend Councillor Ramsey on such a great wording that... We're all happy.
Excuse me, that was my wording. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
It's a shame you missed the ball, I'm sorry.
What?
Moved and seconded. You didn't see you were seconded, I'm
thank
sorry.
Thank you for it.
Councillor Carley, you can see if you want.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just say to Councillor Kesich, I fully support your notice of motion now. I was concerned that you were just limiting it to either Caroline Springs or Melton, and I will echo what Councillor Maidlick said. I would just hate for the women to miss out if there was no space in those two locations, and that's why I raised it in the first place. But, Mr. Mayor, I'm more than happy with the changes that are made.
Mr. Mayor. Thanks.
Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, can I have it noted that not only did I second the original, but I used the words to create the nexus that created the notice of motion that we have.
But Councillor Carley brought the matter to our attention, so let's just work as a collective loving group and accept that we work so well together.
And,
Councillor Ramsey.
And yes, and Councillor Maidlick, I supported you with your men's shed in... Morton Homestead.
Mr. Mayor, I'm very happy. I'm very happy my fellow councillors agree on that.
So we are moving a motion as an amendment to your motion with
changing.
These slight changes, moved by yourself.
Correct.
Seconded by Councillor Medlick. Oh, I can't move. Well, the amendment would be. We would have to move it up. So, okay. Taking advice here, guys. Excuse me.
I would need to move the amendments.
You can't move the amendment.
Yeah, I can.
It must be. Please explain.
If I might just assist in clarifying, Mr. Mayor, there was a motion before the Chair that had entered debate because opponents to the motion had spoken to the motion. The motion was moved by Councillor Kesich and seconded by Councillor Ramsey. During the debate, there was a suggestion put that some amended wording might be acceptable.
By Councillor Ramsey.
There's two options at that point. You can either have an amendment moved to the original motion, which can't be moved by the mover of the original motion, or the original motion can be withdrawn and a new motion substituted in its place, or with the leave of council, the wording to the motion can be amended to reflect a general agreement that then would proceed through the process of debate. But where we are at the moment is none of those three. So,
Councillor Kesich.
So, the last one, I think, is more the
general agreement.
The general agreement is the.
So, does council in general give leave to proceed to this track?
Yes.
Councillor Andrews?
So, does that mean the original motion now is replaced?
Yes.
And the original mover and seconder agree to accept it that way?
Yes.
So that's Councillor Kesich and Councillor Ramsey?
Correct.
Technically it was Councillor Madeley, but
for
okay.
A
matter of time, Mr. Mayor, I don't mind if...
We're a collective...
Point of order,
point of order.
Mr. Mayor, for me
Councillor
it's just
Kesich.
Important for these ladies to get their corner. And doesn't matter who moved, myself or any of us.
Okay, that's made you happy. Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Ramsey.
Yes.
Does any Councillor oppose?
No.
Scotty Morris, got a few words.
Mr. Mayor, if I just could clarify something, knowing we have many notice of motions to investigate sites tonight, is it the understanding, so I'm clear because we'll be doing the report, we want to give you the most accurate information. The word sites is worrying me, or is it more about spaces?
Spaces.
Because that's not what it is.
No, it's
spaces, yes.
Spaces.
Yeah. Thank you on the remark.
Look at some that's existing.
Yeah. I'm happy to change the word to spaces.
Okay. Okay, motion. Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
And could I, Mr. Mayor, could I call a division, please?
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Debussy, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. 15:15. Notice of motion. Councillor Kesich. 557.
Mr. Mayor, the Council considered funding the construction of a toilet block at Lake Caroline in the current 2018-19 budget deliberations. Thank you.
Does any Council require further clarification? Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by
Councillor Ramsey, Mr.
Mayor. Councillor Ramsey. Does any Council oppose the motion? All those in favour, I declare the motion carried. Item number 16, Councillors' questions without notice.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, could I please can I please have an update on the policy regarding councillors running in state and or federal government elections, please?
Ms. Daniel.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that will be brought to the next policy review panel meeting on the 18th of April. It was to be brought to the last one, but the meeting was cancelled for lack of a quorum.
Thank you. Councillors, questions without notice? Any more?
What was that?
Councillors, questions without notice. Councillor Miller, you need an answer, a question answered?
No.
That was the answer.
Yeah, that's
fine.
It's okay?
Yeah.
So, sorry, I thought you were deliberating.
No.
Okay, 17, motion without notice. Councillor Ramsay.
Mr. Mayor, I know how much everybody hates reports and notices of motion, but can I ask that council office investigate additional parking options around all schools in the City of Melton and present a report to council?
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Any other motions without notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have another one. It's that council officers explore the cost of thorough clean-up of Lake Caroline and refer it to the current 2018-19 budget deliberation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Does any other councillor have a motion without notice? Urgent business.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much. This is from
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. From the Heritage Advisory Committee, and the Round 7 application for Heritage Assistance Fund, Sarah Jane reported to the committee that applicant of application number 13 is currently in the process of obtaining a planning permit. Once a planning permit has been obtained, the application for the Heritage Assistance Fund can be finalised. The urgent business that requires councils to understand is that this has been in the pipeline since last year. There is a mould that has now taken over the ceiling in their lounge and kitchen and areas, which is quite dangerous to the health. So the urgent business requires this to be action now, because the next time around is in May, because the Heritage does not meet until that late May. So, having said that, Mr. Mayor, the Council adopted the minutes of the Heritage Advisory Committee held on the 22nd February 2018. The Council delegates to the General Manager, Planning and Development, the authority to release $8,750, which are the remaining funds in Council's 2017-18 Heritage Assistance Fund, for application number 13, based on the previous considerations of the Heritage Advisory Committee, noted the planning permit for the works associated with the proposal has now been obtained. I'm happy to take questions, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy, first you'll have to move that the matter be considered as urgent business.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Councillor Ramsay. Okay, I move that this be considered as a motion.
Thank you. Procedural motion, correct? Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour? The matter is urgent. All those in favour? Considering the matter? I declare the motion carried. Now you may put your motion.
Sorry?
Now you may put your motion, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much for that.
Right. Or just say as read if you wish, because you've already said it. Fine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Council delegates to the General Manager for Planning and Development the authority to release $8,750, which are the remaining funds in Council's 2017-18 Heritage Assistance Fund for application number 13, based on the previous considerations of the Heritage Advisory Committee, noting that a planning permit for the works associated with the proposal has now been obtained.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Hardy to have a seconder.
Miss, may I got a clarification?
Yeah,
clarification. Councillor May, let you get a first clarification.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure, I don't know what application 13 is about. I don't know, do the officers recommend this? Is there an issue, should we?
Mr. Shannon, please.
Mr. Mayor, I hope I can clarify. Each year, Council allocates between $20,000 and $30,000 to the Heritage Assistance Fund, and that is then allocated to owners of heritage properties throughout the municipality upon application, and each application is considered by Council's Heritage Advisory Committee. At the last meeting, the Heritage Advisory Committee considered what's known as Application 13, which is an application to re-roof a house owned by the Grogan family on the Gisborne-Melton Road just to the north of the Melton Township. It's a heritage brick house located close to the road that has a significant roof that needs replacement. The cost of doing those works are somewhere in the order of $20,000, and they've lodged an application for funding through council's scheme, which the committee was supportive of, subject to the owners obtaining a planning permit from council. That permit has since been obtained. As Councillor Hardy points out, the committee doesn't again meet for some time. With winter approaching, I think that's what's seen as being a sense of urgency to support the committee's recommendation to proceed with the funding.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
My clarification is, Mr. Shannon, did you say that the committee distribute between 20 and 30,000 or 30 and 40,000 every year?
Through Mr. Mayor, they do, and in fact what they do is they recommend to council. So the council strictly allocates the money based on the recommendation of the committee.
Have those funds been allocated for this year or the year we're talking about?
Yeah, so the $8,750 in question, that's the final money available in the scheme for this financial year.
So the rest of it has been allocated
to
other funds?
That's correct, yes.
When most applications come to us for wanting $20,000, is that normally given to one particular item or not?
Through Mr. Mayor, generally it's allocated to a number of different properties, and it really depends on the scale of the project.
Okay.
The money's generally intended to be enough to provide incentive for the works to happen,
okay,
but it generally would not cover 100% of the works.
So $8,750 for something that's going to cost them $20,000 is reasonable and acceptable?
In my view, Mr. Mayor, it's a very generous allocation for council to support the restoration of the roof. Of course, the landholder might wish to have 100%, but this is, in essence, a third of the cost of the work, so it's quite generous.
Normally, if that came up at the beginning of... Did that come up during when the funds were being distributed, or is this just a late submission?
No, it was lodged as part of the application process, and a number of applications were. Generally, the money's only allocated, however, once the appropriate permits are obtained.
Okay.
And it's only recently that the permit has been obtained, and therefore that hurdle has been met.
But one last question through you, Mr. Mayor. If it had its permit when the whole of the funds were being expended, is it likely to have received more or less at the time?
No, it would have received the same.
Yeah.
Really, to ensure that the proceeds in the fund are allocated as far as possible, yet making it of a size to make it meaningful.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, moved by Councillor Hardy. I need a seconder for the motion. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move confidential business. A recommended procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meetings be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated for 19.1 and 19.2.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending this evening. Please help yourself to refreshments.
I'll
second
that.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. How do I believe? All those in favour of the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Councillors?
Yes.
All those in favour of the motion?
Yes.
I declare the motion carried.
Happy Easter, everybody.